This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Hank Letarte, and we're talking about Tamworth Visitors Council's Great Tamworth Riverboat Race. It's happening Saturday the 15th in Tamworth Village, and at 10 o'clock they're going to have the registration, and then 2:30 is the start time. You can find more information at any time by going to tamworthusa.com. That's tamworthusa.com. Hank, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Tony. Pretty excited about this event.
Yeah, it's really exciting. People show up, they register, they get their boat, they decorate it, they make it look however That's they're right. going to look. Then the race starts at 2:30.
That's right. Great. It's really quite an exciting event. We've had different people come along and say that this is one of the most exciting things they've done as a cross-generational experience. The boat itself is something that you need to assemble. So before I scare anybody about this, it's a fairly simple deal. The boat is 8 inches long, 4 inches wide, made of wood. And you need only glue the mast into the body of the boat and then put a sail on with tape. So it doesn't take any real hands-on experience and it doesn't take any tools. But being multi-generational, I always design it as being maybe a grandfather and grandson, grandmother and granddaughter, whatever. And it puts different age groups together so that they can cheer for their boat. How you get a boat is you can go on our website and or you can also buy them down in the village. It's a $25 purchase for the boat. Comes plain, a plain wooden boat in which you would decorate. The exciting part about this, Tony, is that you get to take your boat and design it the way you want. There's no changing, modifying the hull itself, but you can color it, you can add to it. Some people put railings on, etc. And the whole deal is that once you get your number, you can watch this boat sail down the great little river in Tamworth. That's the Swift River. So how it works is if some folks don't have the time to pick up a boat, you can always buy a boat at the race. We have these experienced admirals, retired admirals. We also have nautical engineers, and these people will help you put a boat together at the last minute. So you could come at 10 o'clock, and as long as you're done before the 1:50 registration end time, you'll be able to put a boat in the river. The great thing about this is that there's also prizes. For $25, you get your boat kit. And at the time of registration, you also get an admiral's hat. Very important.
Very important.
You walk around Tamworth Village that day of the race and see these white hats with the blue visors and the scrambled eggs on top and these great new admirals just walking around waiting for the day of the race, waiting for the hour of the race. It's wonderful to see. So what you have is a boat start at 2:30. It's a shotgun start. We just had river conditions checked by some of the specialists, and we've been working, of course, with NOAA.
Okay. You know, yeah.
And the rains have not hurt us at all. Maybe some people don't like as much rain as they've had in the past, but
right.
It certainly has improved the weather conditions for our sailing.
Okay, so We got highly scientific studies going on right now to make sure everything's ready.
We're hooked up with pretty much all of the big ones. Yeah, I think we're satellite linked and everything here on this race. This is a 1,600-foot race.
Right.
So it will be tracked from space.
Okay.
Tell that. Yeah.
Yeah, NASA's in on this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have to. Well, you know, I mean, there's some prize money involved. There's $100 first prize.
Okay.
75 second, 50 first. So, you know, there is a dog in the fight, as well as other prizes. You know, we give various prizes depending on. There are businesses around, so like maybe boat number 29 would get a free pound of bacon from White Gates Farm.
There you go.
And we even give a prize for last place. Now, you know, it's not like everybody gets a prize, but last place gets another new boat kit for next year. So
here you go.
Try again. Exactly.
Awesome.
So, some of the rules we have is we don't want to see anybody who's watching the race in the river because we have specialists. Now, these are trained people who we get them from around the country, and they're what we call our river sweepers. They have high boots, they have brooms, and they have incredible balance. Those rocks are slippery, you know, Tony. And it's called the Swift River for one reason. So we don't want to lose a man in there. So what these gentlemen do and ladies do is they have their brooms, and they make sure to keep all of the boats upright, and they keep all of the boats in the main current of the river. Everybody has a fair chance, and the best viewing most people feel is at the bridge in the village of Tamworth. This is a little bit above that bridge is some of the most rugged part of the water. There's some real white water there, and there's an awful lot of action bobbling and bouncing and flipping around. But the real race starts below the bridge.
Okay.
Now, that's in the downtown part of the village behind the other store, the Lyceum store, and the distillery. And by the way, the finish line is behind the distillery. And as the river widens and slows, the race really begins. You see these little white sails slowly meandering towards the finish line, and there isn't a prettier picture in Tamworth than watching the children and the grandparents and the uncles and aunts and mothers and fathers jumping up and down to watch these little sails taking over.
Go! Go!
The regatta is absolutely...
The slower the better almost at that point.
Well, you know, the slower the better. That sort of matches Tamworth. You know, we are basically sort of timeless. Tamworth is one of our taglines.
Yeah.
And this is an event that sort of brings back a different type of day than what we have today as far as events. We call Tamworth Life in the Past Lane.
Life in the Past Lane. I love it. This is the Great Tamworth Riverboat Race. It's Saturday, June 15th in Tamworth Village. You can find more information again, TamworthUSA.com. That's TamworthUSA.com. It's an intergenerational thing we're talking. That's right. Families come down sure. year after year, but mm-hmm. you could get your family started on this tradition. And on top of this, there's also the Tamworth Farmers Market that's going on that day.
Right. That starts at 9 and it ends at 1 o'clock. That's one of the nicest, I think it's voted one of the best farmers markets in Tamworth. And that's always great. It's a real farmer's market. There are farm products there. There's also, you can get a sausage sandwich for breakfast. You can get, I think there's a wood-fired pizza oven there. So there's a whole lot going on at the market, as well as the attendance for the Free Remick Museum on that Saturday, where New Hampshire residents get to go to the Remick Museum. So all-day event in downtown Tamworth.
And this is also happening on Father's Day weekend.
Correct.
So it's a perfect, you know, father-child activity where you get to spend time with dad building a boat and then racing the boat.
And making some money at the same time.
And making some money.
Speaking of that, Tony, you know, there's also a lot of businesses that actually join in. What they do is they will buy a boat, they will register it under their name, and then if, in fact, they win, they always gift back. And that happened twice last year. So it's good to get your business name out there as well. There's a big poster. We have awards at the end of the race. Takes about 15 to 20 minutes. When all of the awards are done and all of the photos are taken, we think we'll be in a magazine. I don't know which nautical magazine this year, but we have a lot of requests for that.
Yachts Monthly.
That's right. The Great Tamworth Riverboat Race.
The Great Tamworth Riverboat Race, Saturday the 15th at Tamworth Village with a 10 a.m. registration, 2:30 start to the race. There's going to be prizes for all sorts of different things, from the best decorations on your boats to first place and even last place and some places in between, all happening at Timeless Tamworth. For more information, go to TamworthUSA.com. That's TamworthUSA.com. We are unfortunately out of time, but you can go to that website and find other events going on in Tamworth as well. And the Tamworth Visitors Council will hopefully be back for their next big event. So thank you so much, Hank, for stopping by.
Thanks, Tony. Thank you very much.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.